Foley.
Morning, feeling like P. Diddy. Hey, what up, girl? Kesha! Today FM, playing the music you love. Getting the broadcast off to a rip-roaring start. Good afternoon, Ireland. My name is Raymond Foley. Let's do a roll call. Ray here. JP's around here.
Oh, there you are.
0874-100-102 for a roll call. Are you weighing you out? What's happening with you today? What's going on in the world? We'd love to hear from you. And we love your voice notes as well, actually. Do you know what? Preferred callers, preferred texters on the voice note situations. If you ever want to record one in, hit the little microphone down in the bottom. Why am I explaining to you how to use WhatsApp? Come on. Hold the little microphone down in the bottom right-hand corner on the WhatsApp. Record your voice note into us. And we get it and then we get to listen to it over here.
Did you discover the WhatsApp voice note hack, though?
We're down at the bottom of the pipe, of the internet pipe here, listening to you. What hack? What are you talking about, hack?
Well, you don't, when you're recording a voice note, you don't have to keep your thumb pressed on the little microphone graphic.
Don't.
What do you mean, don't?
Don't. There's some girls in my life that don't need to know this.
All right, okay. They send you multiple messages, do they? Or they don't message you at all?
There are two women in my life in particular who send me like a good 7 or 8 minutes on a voice note. And I'm not going to lie to you, I don't listen to them.
You don't have time for that.
I don't. I'm not listening to. Then my wife has a couple of friends who, when she gets a long voice note from them, she says, we could be sitting on the couch, we could be in the middle of watching telly. And she says, sorry, I have to go. And, here we go again. Or she puts the headphones on and she listens to them like they're a podcast. Off she goes to listen to her voice notes from friends. What happened to the good old days? We just drop a text to each other. Or we'd ring each other. Because a 7 minute voice note could be a 10 or 15 minute phone call. And then you actually get to talk to each other.
These are people who don't want to hear the other person's voice, though. They only want to hear themselves speaking.
That's podcasting!
So that's what exactly.
That's radio!
Right.
That's what I've been doing for the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ray, I'm on show because I'm gunning for the most valuable listener award at your end-of-year bash from Fionn. Oh, Fionn, well, you're certainly in the running. Fionn, good to hear from you. And what is the story with the bash? Have we booked a hotel for that yet?
We have, yeah. Somewhere in the Midlands.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So easily accessible for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
And will people be able to stay over? Will there be rooms booked or how's it going to work?
There'll be rooms.
Only for the nominees?
Yeah, there'll be goodie bags for the nominees.
Great.
Who's the red carpet reporter?
Pamela?
Ben Finnegan is actually going to be.
I was going to suggest Pamela Joyce
right, okay.
will be
well,
there
they can
as
duke
well.
It out between themselves.
Guest of honour will be Pamela Joyce. Mm. Afternoon, Ray, giving the Today FM app a first spin today. So I've got you on live and loud in my ears in Tipperary Town. Loving the show.
Hey!
From Anya. Cheers, Anya. Just downloading the Today FM app, is it? I have a confession to make, actually.
Here we go.
I only downloaded the Today FM app.
Ah, here.
5 weeks ago.
Well, that's pretty good.
That would be about right, wouldn't it? When did we start?
About 5 weeks ago.
Was it 5 or 6? We were a week on. And
the 14th. It was Valentine's Day.
So we were a week on air and then I went and downloaded the app. I got to tell you, some really good stuff on there.
Mm.
Like the whole Today FM lineup. You know, apparently, there's been a whole radio station here for the last 10 years.
You're kidding me.
I had no clue. Ray, I check into the show, the odds to... Ray, I'm on show. I check into the show, the odds time, to see if you've been fired yet. Delighted to see you're still going strong. Keep her lit, boy. From Paul. Yes, Paul. Endeavouring to keep her lit every afternoon. For as long as it lasts, frankly. We don't imagine it's going to be very much longer. Paul, thank you indeed for your support, your unwavering support of the broadcast, of the little endeavour. Come here, Will Smith apologised. Where's the Will Smith story? Yeah, Will Smith. Let me get the exact quote of what Will Smith said. Because this is what we were talking about yesterday, about smacking. Well, here's the conspiracy theorist. It wasn't a real smack. Why would he be apologising if it wasn't a real smack?
I mean, it's a fair shot. I may have revised my opinion. I think maybe on balance, the evidence suggests that he probably did attempt to smack him, and he may well have smacked him.
Will Smith apologises to Chris Rock after Oscar's slap. I'd like to publicly apologise to you, Chris, he said in a statement. I was out of line and I was wrong.
He said it was unacceptable and inexcusable. He took offence on behalf of his wife and he went up and smacked Chris Rock on the head. So we're doing apologies on the broadcast this afternoon. If you've anything you want to apologise for, we won't read out your name if you don't want us to. And it can, you can be apologising for anything, big or small, but it has to be a legitimate, genuine apology. 0874 100 102. This is a safe space. This is a brave room. Text or WhatsApp 0874 100 102. Any apologies for us, we'll put them on the air and we'll have a prize for the best or indeed worst, depending on your perspective, apologies. Who do you want to apologise to? You don't even need to name them. We can keep it as vague or as private as you wish. Just let us know. 0874 100 102. Anything you'd like to apologise for, JP, this afternoon?
Do I have to do this now?
Well, you don't have to do it now. We can save it.
Yeah, I may owe you an apology, Ray.
You owe me an apology?
Yes.
I'm already looking forward to this.
I don't know how it's going to go, but we'll see.
Are you serious?
It's not a big thing, okay. But it's bothered me over the last 24 hours.
Oh, 24 hours, not 24 years, because I was saying earlier on about how you were my best man and we didn't get the suits on time. And that would be very much in your wheelhouse as best man, it has to be said. Right, what's the...
I'm not going to tell you now, I'll tell you later on, but I have an apology to make.
Okay, I have an apology that I can make. It's fairly simple. I put the wash and I got a photograph on WhatsApp from my wife of the offence. So it's a picture of the thing. Don't do this thing again.
Right, Exhibit A.
And I had put the washing up liquid, the fairy liquid bottle, into the... It's like a mini sink with all the rubbish in it, like with the scouring pads and the J-cloths.
Is that the rinser or something? Would you call it the rinser?
A little mini sink.
Okay.
I threw it in there and the lid wasn't on it and it was upside down. And now all the washing up liquid was gone this morning.
Oh, all the washes you could have done with that.
I'm in the bad books. So any more apologies, serious or slight, 0874 100 102. And we'll get to those after Jamiroquai. Cosmic Girl.
Today FM. Oh, yes.
Picture this and things are different. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what I was thinking. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Hello, Chris. Yeah, how are you? It's Will. Listen, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for hitting you slap the Oscars high. This is Will Smith. Of course, Will knew that Will Smith has apologised to Chris Rock for the thing that the whole world, is the entire planet has been talking about the last 2 days, the slap at the Oscars. He's publicly apologised. So if you've got a public apology to issue on the broadcast this afternoon to the nation, 0874 100 102 is the text or WhatsApp number. Ray, I want to apologise for eating some of the cheese I was delivering yesterday. Delivering cheese? Who delivers cheese?
Would a milkman deliver cheese?
Or grocery? Maybe a grocery delivery service.
Could be, yeah.
And maybe there was just cheese in it. Or was it just... Anthony, your text is raising more questions...
than it's answering.
I want to apologise for eating some of the cheese I was delivering yesterday. I opened the box, took two sticks out and closed the box again. I'm so sorry for that, from Anthony. Anthony... Do you only deliver cheese? Were there other things being delivered in the delivery? And two sticks of cheese, how much cheese was left?
Mm.
And in sticks, is that like the little small ones you get in the supermarket, like the pick and mix of cheese? Gotta tell you, I love that cheesy pick and mix.
Well, once you start eating cheese, you can't stop.
I love the little one. You know, like if, I don't know, like... six of them for a tenner or whatever, I don't know.
I take the block of cheese out of the fridge and I tell myself I'm going to just cut off one little slice. I've had five before I know it.
Have you had that rolled up cheese? What's that like? It's a rolled up soft cheese. Mm. It's pineapple flavour. And I think it's Aldi or Lidl.
Right.
I think it's Aldi. It's about that big.
Oh yeah. That's
and it's
size.
In a cylinder, right? It's that round. Yeah. It's not that big. Right. Too big really for one sitting. But I'd eat it all at once.
You're not a quitter. Come on.
It is absolutely gorgeous. It's like sweet and it's got pineapple. I know that sounds awful. Pineapple flavour.
I'm down for that. The sweet and the salty.
It's got a kind of a nutty crust on the outside.
Oh, I love a nutty crust on me cheese.
I feel like you're going to forgive Anthony for the cheese test.
Anthony, you're forgiven.
Right.
Apology accepted. Hey, Ray Foley, can I get a preemptive apology in for my dear wife, Elaine? I did not pay my M50 toll penalty back when she reminded me in January. Now it's over 50 quid from Dermot. Oof. Dermot, my advice to you is pay that now. Pay it now. Don't let it go any further. We're always reading reports of people who, now that it's gone to 50 quid, you don't want to deal with it. And it's like, oh, head in the sand, I'm not dealing with that. And then eventually, like in 2 years' time, it's going to be 250,000 quid you're going to owe. Pay it now, Dermot. And then apology accepted.
Accept the apology.
I'd like to unreservedly apologise to the residents of my apartment block for setting off a fire alarm last night by burning a pizza. My own alarm in the apartment went off, which I was able to stop. But then the whole block had to walk outside at 10 p.m. and stand around like Egypts while the grown-ups turned off the main alarm. How does that happen if you burn a pizza? Surely isn't it normal that you'd burn a pizza in an apartment block? Is that not standard or par for the course? And you just tell the alarm system, no, that was just me burning my pizza. Everything's good. Everything's fine.
Depends how much smoke there was, I suppose, yeah.
I kept my head down and said nothing from Yvonne in Limerick. Yvonne, apology accepted.
It's a safe space. It's a safe space.
This is a safe space here on the broadcast. Well, Ray, I better say sorry to my fiance Denise, for leaving my toenail clippings in the bathroom. Brian, there is nothing worse. I do it myself, but there is nothing worse. What do you mean in the bath? Do you clip them into the bath? Is that what happens?
I clip them into the toilet.
Okay. There's an image you did not need this afternoon,
You're
Ireland.
Welcome.
Well done. And sorry, man, I have to apologise. I've been throwing away the porridge you make me the night before. Sorry, man. Oh, sorry, you're to your own man, is it? I have to apologise. Or is it ma'am?
It's probably ma'am, I'd say.
Could it be ma'am? Sorry, ma'am, I have to apologise. I've been throwing away the porridge you make me the night before. At least the birds get fed, from James in Dublin. James, you need to sit your ma'am down and say stop making me that porridge, because it's a waste. And further, how could you eat the porridge that was made the night before the next day?
My dad does that.
Oh,
I think that's
God.
The thing. I think it's the thing for older people.
Oh, no.
They make it the night before.
Just make it fresh. It only takes 5 minutes in the microwave. It'd be grand. You'd be absolutely fine. Who's this?
I don't know if we can say this person's name, but let's go with T for the moment.
T.
And then we'll ask.
We'll ask them if they need to remain anonymous. Hello, T?
Yeah?
Hello. Today FM calling. TD FM calling, T. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, stressed.
Do you want to make well, this is not a confessional. This is a safe space. This is a safe room.
Sorry is the hardest word, but sorry will set you free. Apologising will alleviate the burden.
Imagine how amazing Will Smith feels today after, I'd say he woke up in the horrors yesterday morning after smacking Chris Rock in the face.
Yeah.
And then he said sorry and it's all gone away. Everyone's like, oh, he's brilliant. So all you need to do now is say sorry, and I'll give you a Disney pen. How about that?
That sounds like lovely, because I could do with a Disney pen.
Okay, well, where can you tell us where you are? Will that be revealing too much information?
Oh, I'm at home at the minute.
Okay, in Ireland?
Oh, yeah, in Carlow.
In Carlow, I've heard of it. Right. So that's narrowed it down then.
Yeah.
And to whom would you like to issue your apology?
My apology is to whoever, the poor, unfortunate creator who has to read my literature review that I have to submit next week.
Your literature review?
Yeah.
Is this like a bibliography, like an essay or something, or a thesis, is it, or a dissertation?
Well, it's kind of like a dissertation, but it is a review of literature of nursing.
Oh, dear.
Right. Yeah.
Did you just copy and paste it from something you read online, T?
I'm only short of doing that, at this stage.
How long have you been working on it?
Should be a couple of months, but probably about a week.
That's the old rush job. We were saying about this with the Leaving Cert. If it's continuous assessment, like if it was continuous assessment in my day, I'd be bunched. Because it's in the last couple of months that you actually get your act together and do the last little bit.
So
you're in the horrors then at the moment doing your literature assessment, is it?
Yeah, Yeah, the absolute horrors.
Oh,
sure.
God, love you. Well, listen, apology. On behalf of whoever the poor creator is, apology accepted.
Oh, thank you very much.
I hereby absolve you, T.
We throw you in a distinction as well. We throw you in a distinction for the college course.
You got a distinction.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
And a
Disney pen.
And a Disney pen.
Yeah. That'd be lovely.
From my
thank
honors.
You.
No bother. Listen, T, we're not going to reveal any further details, but thanks for coming on. Have a lovely day.
Oh, you too. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Lacky
Nolati. Team Yowis. I'm from Team Yowis. Get us.
Franz Ferdinand and Team Yowis. This is Today FM. Good afternoon. Play the music you love. Ireland, how are you? 0874 100 102. You come into the confessional if you like. We bring them in, Jimmy. We bring
yeah, it's a safe space.
Come on into the confession. Come in, you come in. You come in as well, Jimmy.
I'm in.
You come in. Close the door there, but just close it over behind you.
It's a bit claustrophobic,
isn't it?
Yeah.
We're both a lot bigger than we used to be.
A bit wider.
And
could you bunch over a bit? Could you
I
maybe
can't.
Just,
I can't.
Could
I
you,
actually
could you
can't.
Hang your
I
elbow
actually
out,
can't.
Out the
I
door
actually can't.
All right.
Could you move your hand? Is that
I'm,
your hand?
I'm over
that
as far as I can
hand.
Go. I can't go over any further.
Out. I'm going out
Thank
again.
God,
I can't.
I can breathe. I can breathe.
Oh, I can breathe again. Close that door. Will I? I'm not going in there again with you. The bang of Lynx Africa. Yeah, confessional, not confessional, it's apologies. Give your apologies. You don't need to identify yourself. Will Smith has apologised, the world's most famous apology of the last 12 hours or so. Will Smith saying sorry to Chris Rock for smacking him at the Oscars. What are yours? 0874 100 102. I'd like to apologise to my husband for always leaving my hair in the shower drain from Edel in Drogheda. Edel, that is disgusting, but I don't know if it's necessarily your... Like, do you both use the shower? And... Or is it your job then to take it out? What's your system? Because in our house, I would occasionally clean out the drain, and that sort of become my job, even though I don't have long hair on my head. Dear Rain, JP,
it's like a rest like a mane on his
ponytails
under the arms,
like a French plaits. I tell you, Rain, JP, I'd like to apologise for setting my business voicemail to say that I was at a training day this morning when I was actually at a spa day with my sister from Anonymous. Oh. You better stay anonymous. And I, Ray, I wanted to apologise for throwing my husband's rotten clothes out. He has no fashion sense at all, and all the clothes he buys himself are rotten. By rotten, just mean like to look at rotten, like.
Presumably,
how mean? How cruel? I give him a week or two and then they go missing. I'm not giving my name.
Where are my dungarees?
My lovely dungaree, where are they gone? My wife used to do that in the first few years we were going out together. Stuff would go missing. And then only years later I go, did you throw that out? She said, yeah, I always hated it. In fairness, the stuff that went missing was stuff that she was never particularly keen on. And I knew she wasn't keen on it. But I never put two and two. Stupid. That's why I married her, I suppose. I'm just pure stupid. Another texter. We still haven't gotten JP's confession yet. What was your apology? You said you had an apology to make to me.
Do you want me to apologise? Is it the kind of show, though, where you need me to apologise? I don't know.
In order for the air to be clear.
Yeah. I've been feeling bad about it for the last 24 hours.
I've got G's apology here as well, though, for us here on voicemail. G, go on.
Well, Ray, I just like to unreservedly apologise to Extravision.
Extravision.
When I was a kid around 13 or 14.
Right.
I saved up for 6 months to buy a game for my PlayStation, Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, so you saved up, bought the game.
Loved the game. Mm. But one day my little cousin got a hold of it and decided to use it as a frisbee. And he scratched the absolute SH1T out of it.
Right.
I was devastated. So devastated, in fact, that I went into Extravision, rented out the exact same game,
and swapped it
with my scratched game.
You chancer.
And went straight back in.
They're coming after you now.
And told them that the game wasn't
scratched,
working.
Yeah, wasn't working.
And this is the way I got it. And quite happily continued playing their game for years after. Sorry, Extravision.
That's not Grand Theft Auto. That's Grand Theft Game console device there. And they say that the video games rot your mind. and that it would cause the downfall of society.
Cesspool of immorality.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what's happened there to you, G. And didn't Extravision go wallop?
It's G's fault,
isn't
it?
That's all your fault. That is all your fault, sir. Ray Foley. Ed Sheeran shivers. You know what that is? He's opened the windows too early. So practically winter, Ed. Leave them closed for another few weeks anyway. I mean, one sunny day does not make a summer. He's scalded as well. He's a ginger. Today FM, play the music you love. We still haven't gotten JP's apology, actually. We should apologise to you, dear listener, for not telling you what JP's apology is.
It's not a big thing, but yesterday after you went home, Ray, to have dinner, you probably assumed that I just went home too and also had dinner. But
you did not go pints. You went for pints with a friend.
I went out with a mutual friend of ours, Anne, to the cinema, and I didn't invite you.
Did you go to
it? It's been bugging me ever since.
Well, first of all, weird that you thought that I would be bothered, and second, then that you kept it to yourself.
I just,
upon feeling weird about it, you made it even weirder by keeping it to yourself rather than telling me. Was it a film? Because we are each other's other couple.
True.
Was it to a film that you and I had agreed on seeing together, or are you in the clear in that regard?
Well, unless you are planning on going to see a Norwegian film with subtitles, I think we're in the clear.
Robbie Williams and Old Before I Die. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. That's all right, isn't it? It's all right.
Good song.
It was Old Before I Die. What was the other one that Robbie Williams did in his early days? Oh.
He did a George Michael cover.
Oh, what was that?
Freedom.
That was good. Did enjoy that. It was sort of in the days where he was sort of breaking out in his own, but he hadn't fully established himself yet. Like pre-Angels and pre-Let Me Entertain You times.
That Neil Hannah song, Divine Comedy, No Regrets or something like that, that was really good.
Early Robbie. Early Robbie, just Robbie. But post-take that. All right, Ireland, how are you? Cash machine calls coming up. If your phone rings, answer within those five rings. And it's a rollover today, so it's a big number. I'm not going to tell you how much it is exactly. I'm not allowed after three. But if your phone rings, answer within the five rings and you could be away. Could be good news for somebody. Could be good news for the Ireland side as well against Lithuania. Big game tonight, 7:45. The boys in green, they're going to be hoping to pick up another win in the international friendly clash to keep their good run of form going, JP. Stephen Kenny's side, they're unbeaten in their last seven games, which is fantastic. Really good stuff for the boys in green. And of course, there was that 2-2 draw against Belgium on Saturday.
What's happening?
That's 7:45 p.m.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm actually even talking, just reading this sports stuff. I'm even talking like a sports guy. 7:45, right here.
Is everything okay at home, Ray? You're talking about sport. What's going on?
Yeah, Kenny's expected to make several changes, give his squad a run out for the clash. I don't even know what these words mean.
It's a foreign language to him.
I'm just reading the words.
Wow, I had no idea you were following the recent run of friendly.
7:45.
That's any particularly hot takes?
Republic of Ireland versus Lithuania, 7:45. Come on, you boys in green. Rooting for the Irish squad.
This is your formal application for a job.
Do you know what? I'm joining the man club.
Okay.
I'll be the next time I'm in a pub and there are men that I don't know standing next to me, I will loudly proclaim, "Did you see the game on Tuesday night?"
You're going to have a handy selection of notes on little note cards in your pocket. Just at the right occasion, you can whip it out and produce a useful fact.
Ogbeni?
It is, yeah.
Ogbeni and Alan Brown finding the back of the net.
Ireland strike force, eh?
Finding the back of the net. Saturday. That was on Saturday.
It's so strange to hear sports words coming out of your mouth.
Apparently they're very nervous. Did you know this? The Lithuanian team. The Lithuanian side. Not very excited.
They're starting what, Ray? They're starting
11?
Correct. They're well done.
Starting 11. Mm. It's starting. They're starting 11. A little bit of ill at ease. At the price. This is true. They're saying that they're a bit nervous about performing in front of a big crowd because their last crowd, there was only like 1,800 people in the audience. The audience. What's the crowd? Crowd audience? spectators. What's that? Crowd.
Crowd.
Yeah, crowd. us men in sport, we say crowd. Occasionally say audience, but of course not an audience.
It feels so wrong.
So there was only 1,800 people previously. So the Lithuanian manager, Valdas Ivanoškas.
Yeah, I'll accept it.
Valdas Ivanoškas. That's how you'd say it in sport talk.
You would, yeah.
He says they're going to have to work on calming them down because there's going to be so many Irish people screaming for "Come on, you boys in green."
Going to need a score prediction, Rafe, from you.
I'd say that like there will be goals.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay,
there you go. Big shout. That's a score prediction.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to predict. There's going to be some goals, and then one team will score more goals than the other team, and that'll or
what?
Alternatively, they'll both score the same number of goals, and then that's what we'll be talking about right here.
That's analysis for you.
That's sports chat today. FM Lady Gaga. I think I did quite well there, actually.
Awesome.
I think that was good.
It was okay.
I had to do a lot of research beforehand. But I think I'm willing to... That's the thing I'm willing to do to prove my manly sports credentials. Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, today FM. Lady Gaga, I'm Bad Romance. This is today FM. Want your bad romance. Today FM, play the music you love. Ayo. Lady Gaga and Liza Minnelli. Was it the best picture Oscar they gave? See, this is the thing with the Will Smith slap thing. There was loads of bits at the actual Oscars that we would have been talking about that everyone was like, no, did anything else happen at the Oscars? Well, I don't know. It was a very sweet moment with Lady Gaga and Liza Minnelli where Liza Minnelli was in a wheelchair and they were announcing the winner of the best picture Oscar. I was looking at it earlier on. A clip of the two of them together. Liza Minnelli in the wheelchair and... I don't know, she was a bit doddery. She wasn't getting her script and that kind of thing. And Lady Gaga leaned over and she said, "I've got your back." And Liza Minnelli said, "Thank you." And I was like, oh. See, look, all my manly sports chat now is going out the window.
Yeah,
now, you see.
You've undone it all,
I've
right.
completely unravelled it.
A real sports guy would never have told that story about Liza Minnelli and Lady Gaga.
I've really let this side down. Ray Foley. Jan Jackson, Luther Vandross, on to the FM. So true, isn't it, though? Now that we've got each other, JP, the best things in life are free. Now to the FM, playing the music you love. I'm Raymond Foley, there's JP.
Hi.
Gilburn. Devastating news today, JP. Holby City. Holby or Holby, actually. Niamh, is it Holby or Holby?
Holby.
Oh, okay. I'm devastated.
You're devastated that it's Holby?
No, I'm devastated that it's ending.
Oh, it's over, isn't it?
The show that I don't even know how to pronounce is finishing. Confession time. We were on apologies and confessions earlier on. I've never watched a single minute of Holby. Holby Willoughby.
Exactly.
Holby Willoughby.
Actually, I'll save that for later.
Throw it in the outros.
Tell you what, I'll write it down.
Holby City is finishing up on the BBC tonight. It's the last episode of Holby. I knew Rachel Stevens. This is going back now. Do you remember your man who used to go out with Rachel Stevens? He was on Celebrity Big Brother, the guy with the dark hair.
Okay.
I think he was in Hollyoaks. Niamh, is it Hollyoaks or Hollyoaks? Niamh knows all the pronunciations.
Absolutely, she's nailed it.
Yeah, he was in Hollyoaks and then he went over to Holby City and he was like famously her, like during the FHM days, he was Rachel Stevens' boyfriend.
I'm going to throw it out there. I think the guy's name might have been Ben something.
They were engaged to each other right. And then they famously broke up and he was like, for his time on Celebrity Big Brother, which again was years ago, it was mostly about the famous breakup with Rachel Stevens, how he'd moved on and how he was in Holly Willoughby City.
Yep.
So the final episode of Holly Willoughby is on tonight and apparently loads of people got their start on it. Like, much like Casualty, it's one of those shows where people before they were famous, before they were massive, they got their start like either in a small role or as a body. In a lot of cases, a lot of famous people were like bodies or seriously ill arriving into casualty on a trolley and ultimately ended up dead on the programme for like one episode, and then they went on to become Hollywood A-listers.
So 23 years that show's been around, Holby City.
Holby City.
Holby.
Neve is in Holby. Sorry, go on.
Holby City, around for over two decades. And as you say, some people have made their big break in it. And then there were already people who were established who just made small cameo appearances. Some people who might surprise you.
Okay.
So I wonder, Ray, can you tell me if this list of names of people did or didn't appear on Holby, Holby, Holby City?
What are you calling it?
I'm calling it Cameo or Scameo.
Oh! Things just got tense. Right, let's go then.
Michael Fassbender.
Hang on, are these people that were all... See,
I thought these were just people that got their starts on
some
it.
Of them are, and some
okay,
of them aren't.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of Irish, sort of Irish actors getting their start maybe on the London drama scene probably did a moment or two on the bill, Casualty, Holby City. That's what they always talk about.
But Michael Fassbender, come on, has he won an Oscar or something like that? This is a premium elite actor.
Premium.
He's right up there. He's an A-lister.
I'd say he has been on it, yeah.
You're correct. He appeared in 2004 as Christian Connolly, who'd had his spleen removed. Number two on the list, Ray.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Richard Madeley.
Richard Madeley?
Of Richard and Judy fame and now Good Morning Britain
fame. I'd say
fame.
He has been on it, yeah.
He has not appeared on it, but I would have thought that he had appeared
I would have
on
loved
it.
To have seen him in Holby City.
Paul O'Grady.
If he had been in it, I would have watched it.
Right.
Paul O'Grady.
Otherwise known as Lily Savage.
Funnily enough now, you see, you've said that Richard Madeley wasn't on it. And I think Paul O'Grady of Lily Savage and Paul O'Grady and his love of dogs is a similar enough type of character. So I would say he has, based on Richard not being on it.
Season 15, Ray, you're correct.
Get in!
He played a character with a terminal illness.
Oh, poor Paul. It would be weird to watch that show knowing it's him and going, this is clearly Lily Savage.
How am I supposed to believe this is a character?
Yeah, with a dog under his arm.
Gary Lineker.
Oh, I'd say he has. Yeah, BBC Link. Hang on, is he still
BBC?
Are you
using your newly acquired sports knowledge to come to that conclusion?
I'm steeped in sports, deep in sports knowledge.
You're a walking encyclopedia of sport.
I'm encyclopedic.
So Gary Lineker.
Yeah, yes.
He has not appeared. Oh, you're wrong.
How disappointing.
You're kind of running at a 50-50 return on this one, Ray. You're right, you're wrong.
I'm excited, though.
I can tell. It's dripping off you. Kim Marsh, Ray.
Hearsay.
Yes.
Pure and simple.
Correct.
I bet she has, yeah.
Season 8, she was on the show. She played Myrna, whose boyfriend had been shot in the bum.
Oh, an old bum shot.
Nobody wants it. And your final one.
This is the last
for the
one.
Whole kit and caboodle. Tell you what. We're all excited.
And Ray exclaimed as the game drew to a close.
This feels very much like an episode of Holby City, insofar
it
as
drags.
You could have turned over by now.
It,
really,
it
there
drags.
Are other options
really,
available.
Really, did I miss much while Holby City was on?
Nah. Never-ending drama.
Didn't miss much.
Here's a good one for you.
Go on.
Anthony Costa.
From Blue.
From Blue.
I bet he's been.
First of all, name all four members of Blue for me, quick.
There's four of Blue, is there?
Yeah.
There's Simon.
Yes.
Simon Webb.
He's the first guest on everyone's list. I've already given you Anthony Costas. You don't get a point for that.
Duncan James.
Oh, that's a good shout. I would not have expected you to get that. And you know the next one.
And the other book.
Lee Ryan.
Oh, Lee Ryan. Yeah, from Blue, yeah.
Anyway, back to the case in point. Everyone wants to know. Anthony Costa, Ray, was he in Holby City? Was he not in
Holby
City?
He was, of course. Yeah,
he played a Burns victim.
Get ladies and gentlemen, unsurpassed deep knowledge of Holby City, RIP. Finally been decommissioned tonight on the BBC. Charlie Puth to the FM. Yeah. Why you calling at 11? As energy prices are constantly going up, Charlie Puth, new song Light Switch. Encouraging Charlie to turn it off and save energy, save some money. Like that switch. There you go, Today FM. Many people and music you love. All right, how are you? I'm Ray Foley. Hey, thanks for turning us on. Yeah, I was talking about being a real man. You know, manly talk, man talk. I'm rooting big game tonight. Lithuania?
Correct.
Against the Republic of Ireland. Boys in green. Stephen Kenny.
Would you say there's a lot on the line, Ray?
There's a lot on the line because in this friendly, there isn't a lot on the line. It's a friendly, isn't it?
Mm.
So not a lot on the line then.
But you know, it's all about the next performance, Ray, isn't it? As you would know as a sports person.
And they've had such a string of wins. Seven?
Yeah, how about that Belgium result earlier this week?
Well,
Ray?
Belgium were the number one ranked side in, are until we beat them, or they still are, on Saturday. And it was 2-2, and that was really good for us, like. So,
wow.
put that in your Belgian pipe and smoker.
Smoking away here, right?
There you go.
Shane Mac, didn't see that coming.
Who else? Who's that? There's no name on that one, the WhatsApp. 0874-100-102. More advice?
Don't forget, this little nugget, Raymond, when you're trying to wing it in the sports chat.
I'm not winging it. I'm doing, like, I do my research first. I've got bullet points. I've got notes written on the back of my hand. And then when I find myself in a conversation with a real man, or taxi drivers, male taxi drivers are usually very good at this kind of thing. I'll wheel out these little nuggets like Belgium, etc.
The trouble with Arsenal is they think they can walk the ball into the back of the net.
The trouble... Sorry, give me that again, Texter. Sorry, one more time.
The trouble with Arsenal is they think they can walk the ball into the back of the net.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, too.
The trouble with Arsenal is that they think they can walk the ball into the back of the net.
Right. Sure one for you as well, Ray, while we're on the subject of the Premier League.
Okay.
Liverpool are never Liverpool. They're always Liverpool Football Club.
What's that about?
The Football Club. They have high notions about themselves. So it's never Liverpool, it's always Liverpool Football Club. Okay. You might want to take that down.
Liverpool are never Liverpool, they're just Liverpool
Football
Club. Football Club, sorry.
Important.
So Belgium then, if they're playing Liverpool, it's...
That's never going to happen because that's a national
because Belgium
team
are too good.
Ray Foley.
You're gorgeous. Oh my God, you're gorgeous.
Are you channeling Julia Fox again, right?
Gorgeous. Baby Bird, you're gorgeous. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon. My name is Raymond Foley. You're gorgeous afternoon DJ. No offence to any other afternoon, particularly Pamela Joyce, actually. She's not going to take that well, actually.
No, God.
Facts is facts. I mean...
Some people just got it.
Foley tells it like it is. Texts and WhatsApps, 0874-100-102. Yeah, Lithuania. Republic of Ireland versus Lithuania tonight, 7:45 in Dublin?
Correct.
The Aviva Stadium?
Correct.
Thank you very much. Ray, you can watch the match in my gaff. It'll be some crack as my wife is Lithuanian. There might be no dinner tomorrow, though, for Mark. Well, are you saying that in a sexist way, Mark, that your wife makes all the dinners? Or is it the case that you make all the dinners, and then if Ireland win, you're not cooking the dinner because you're out and celebrating? Or you're not going to cook the... Or if Ireland lose, you're not going to cook the dinner for your wife? Or is it the case that your wife cooks the dinners, and if Lithuania lose, you get no dinner? I mean, there's a multitude of questions here, Mark, and you're not...
You're not
in a position to answer any of them. Ray, important to note the sporty pronunciation of words like Manchester and champions. This is the sports raider style, isn't it? So it's Manchester United. No, Manchester. It's more Champions League. Champions League. You're welcome from Anna. Anna, thank you indeed for your feedback. Boning up on the sports chat. See the way I didn't say T there at the end of it? I didn't say sports chat. Sports chat. Sports chat. Today FM. Ray, a good one for your sports notes for you. Spurs are everyone's favourite second team. You can't go wrong with that one from Tommy Boy. What does that mean?
It means everyone's got their own personal favourite team, but most people's second favourite team is Spurs because of the style of football they, well, used to play.
So Belgium are my favourite team.
Correct.
And then Spurs are my second favourite team.
Yeah.
Spurs are everyone's favourite second team. Thank you indeed, Tommy Boy. So I'll be watching the game later on. I was going to suggest this because this is a real story in the news today, that the Lithuanian side, starting 11, are nervous about playing in front of a big crowd because they're not accustomed to playing football in front of big crowds. I was thinking,
is this an opportunity for us as Irish supporters, and that those of you that are going to be at the game tonight, just to show your sportsmanship and our sportsmanship. I'm not messing here. This is, I think this could be a lovely thing to do. At the end of the Lithuanian national anthem, because their numbers aren't going to be massive and Ireland's are, just to give them a big rip-roaring round of applause at the end of the Lithuanian, because of course it's going to be a massive one at the end of our own Naveen. Could we all agree to just give them a big cheer and a big round of applause just in support and in show of solidarity, because they don't have a big crowd there at the game tonight?
It's a nice move. About 10 seconds of applause after the anthem, and then for the rest of the 90 minutes, dogs abuse. The whole way through.
For the entire rest of the time. You can be as horrible as you like for the rest of the game, but just after the national anthem, I want a big cheer. A nice big boulabus, a big Irish boulabus.
Love your song, lads.
Give them a bit of the ole oles as well while you're at it, and show how cool we are. Moncrief and Warm on Today FM. I remember everything. Avicii, Hey Brother, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. JP's out of the printer. I can wait if you like, or I can do the text messages actually. 087-4-100-102. I was listening, I was putting this forward for the Are you back?
Are we back on
yet? We're on the radio.
We're
doing some radio.
Actually, I thought I'd come back.
JP's back, everybody.
Hi, thanks for the, nice. The warm welcome.
I was going to play a little bit of the Lithuanian national anthem because they're playing Ireland later on this evening.
Is it a bop?
And there were... It is a banger. Actually, in fairness, there is a standard when it comes to national anthems. And it's actually... It's all about the last 30 seconds, really, in a national anthem, because it's got to get the crowd hyped sufficiently to go, "Oh, man, Ireland! Hand me all!" And it has those vibes, actually. So I was going to suggest for the... Because the Lithuanian team are a little bit nervous about playing in front of a big crowd. So to show some solidarity and support and sportsmanship, could the Irish give them a nice big cheer and a round of applause at the end of the national anthem? Dogs abuse for the rest of the game, of course, as is par for the course. But for the... Just after the national anthem, give them a big Irish welcome and a big Irish cheer. Do you want to have a little bit of it?
Go on, is it a hair raiser? Let's go.
Oh, say, can you... I'm sorry. I'll tell you what, I'll skim on to the important bit, which is the last 30 seconds, so we can... This is the bit you're going to have to cheer at the end of, lads, okay? Right. It's pretty good. Very good, isn't it?
It's decent. It finished on a low note there.
What was it? Was Mark?
Marco, yeah.
Mark
said that I could, that's ringing, that I could come over to his house and watch the game. And his wife is Lithuanian.
Mark, that's your phone ringing.
Your phone ringing.
Mark?
Hello?
Turn us down there a little bit, will you?
Yeah, I've turned off.
How are you, loving?
Well, I'm not too bad, darling, and yourself?
Sure, merely struggling to survive it. Come here, how are we going to do in the big game tonight, the boys in green?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The last time we played them, as you know, it was a draw, so, like, tonight...
Yeah.
These boys are just, you know, from the ones...
I'd say Steve-O's feeling pretty good, though. Feeling pretty confident after the performance against Belgium on Saturday night, right?
I'd say it could be maybe a 2-0 or 3-0.
So, what's your wife's name, Mark?
Odetta.
Odessa.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name. And you were saying, on your text message, you said that you do the cooking at the weekend, she does the cooking during the week, and that you get a good mix of Irish and Lithuanian. What's your favourite Lithuanian food?
Oh, the favourite Lithuanian would be cepelina, it's called.
What's it called?
It's called cepelina.
Cepelina. What's that?
Yeah. It's basically pork inside mashed potatoes, basically, put on the pan.
Sounds
with
nice.
A bit of sour cream.
On the fried up?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Zeppelin, I'm going to look that up.
You'll be over by five-ish.
Do you know what? In solidarity, once I do my round of applause at the telly tonight. Is it on the telly,
no,
by the way?
No.
Is it on the telly?
No problem.
Once I do my round of applause at the telly, we'll be having Zeppelin this evening, all right?
100%.
Mark, I'll give you a Disney pen, okay?
Pardon?
I'll give you a Disney pen.
Oh, excellent news.
Cheers, my little. I'll let you go. Have a good day. Come on, Ireland.
Thanks very much.
Bye, love. Bye, 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 bye. Welshie, this is called All Day New on Today FM. Oh, this is good. I told you it was good. called All Day from Welchie. Brand new music right here on Today FM. Trying to cut it short now, but there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. We're out of time. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Like what?
Well, we didn't get to do Holby Willoughby. There it is.
Told you it was coming.
Holby Willoughby, where daytime TV queen Holly Willoughby gets all teary-eyed as the medical drama Holby City bids farewell after 23 years on our screens. We didn't get to do Holby Surround Sound. Holby Surround Sound, where we installed Dolby Surround Sound, especially for tonight's final episode of Holby City after 23 years on our screens. Actually, is it not at the same time as the match? Because I'm watching.
Oh, that's a clash.
You know, I'm watching the match. And we didn't get to do Jan Malby City. Or, is it Jan or Jan?
Jan.
Of course it's Jan. I knew that. Where Liverpool football club football legend Jan Malby tells us he's the entire DVD box set of Holby City. Maybe we get to do that tomorrow. Who knows?
Come on, Ireland.
Hot Ireland. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening. Ray Foley.